Page 191. Born under punches. Then.
Back to the studio. And in other news, the countryside cattle pile is still burning. The privatised transport infrastructure is dangerous and inoperable. A health service that needed a health warning. An education system no one seemed to learn anything from. 21st century Britain. The legacy. More ghosts to exercise. More work to do.
Now.
It was the first time he'd been back to the town since he'd started working on the book. The first time away from libraries, documents, dry facts. The first time in the present and not the past. Larkin didn't recognise the place. He had driven in, parked the Saab in the car park of the new shopping mall. It held the kind of stores that appeared only in poor areas. Retailers selling furniture and electrical items on the Never Never. Stores offering under a pound tat. Supermarkets with harsh, guttural names selling discount goods. Unfamiliar brands of dubious quality. Staffed by part-timers on short-term, no-benefits contracts. Women with families to support. Ex-colliers retained to push trolleys together. Beep barcodes on food packaging. Sadness clung to the small adjacent bus station. It seemed the buses never managed to take people far enough away, always brought them mournfully back. On the low wall outside the toilets was a gathering of career alcoholics, crack and smackheads, a meeting place for the dispossessed. The only thing Larkin recognised was the old church, but even that had changed. Its doors looked as if they were hardly opened. Its graveyard now a home to weeds, lichen, and discarded hypos. The hope of any salvation long since gone. The town was now a patched-up thing, dead, just not lying down yet. A town with no industry or future. Post-strike. Post-industrial. Post-everything.
Martin Waits, Born Under Punches, 2004.